Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You devote a whole chapter to the development of the mind. We are called to be able to offer a defense for this hope that we have, and that we have a responsibility to be able to articulate our faith. And how do you think is the best way to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard both women and men tell me, you know, I just have a simple childlike faith. I love God, and that's really all that matters. I don't need to get into all this theological stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they act like that our faith is separate from our knowledge of God. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Faith has content. It's not just wishful thinking. I mean, anybody can have wishful thinking, but when I say hold fast to your confession of hope, I'm talking about a true promise from God that is real and will happen and what he has done already. So when somebody says that to me, I try to challenge them, well, what is your faith? Or I could even say, who is Jesus? Because as soon as I ask that question, who's Jesus, the answer to that question is theological. Mm-hmm. So we need to be able to articulate who we are without Christ as sinners under the judgment of God, who created us in his image, but we have broken his covenant of works, and who we are in Christ as, you know, when as believers, we are given the faith to know the work that Christ has done on our behalf, to come and live a righteous life, perfectly fulfilling the whole covenant of works, all righteousness as the God-man. And then on that tree, he paid the curse for all of our sins so that our sin was imputed onto him, and his righteousness is imputed onto us, and we are counted righteous, justified in Christ through faith by grace alone. And to be able to articulate that, that's our confession of hope. That's what I hold fast to. So I want to learn more and more about this Jesus Christ, this God, the Father who sent him, who has created me in his image, and then now how I can gratefully respond in a life of obedience. Because it'd be like saying that I love my husband, but I don't really care to get to know him at all.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.